Positive. Let us show that we have a living hope. I have been referred by the Spirit of God to the many encouragements given to us in the Psalm. If more of our ministers were filled with soul longings for God, His people would take hold of these encouragements, and thanksgiving and praise would flow from human lips. Encouragement and hope would come to many souls who are now weary and discouraged. If our people would realize the possibilities that lie in increased faith and prayer, there would be a decided change in our churches. Those who are now downcast and worried would be lifted up from their discouragements and would rejoice in the Lord. Brethren and sisters, let us show that we have a living hope, that our service is a living service. Plead for the warmth of Christ's love. Ministers too often act the part of critics, showing their aptness and sharpness in controversy. Sabbath after Sabbath passes away, and scarcely an impression of the grace of Christ is made upon the hearts and minds of the hearers. Thus the ministry comes to be regarded as unimportant. All heaven is working for the salvation of sinners, and when the poorest of the human family comes with repentance to his Father, as did the prodigal son, there is joy among the heavenly host. There is warmth and courtesy and love in heaven. Let ministers go before God in prayer, confessing their sins, and with all the simplicity of a little child ask for the blessings that they need. Plead for the warmth of Christ's love, and then bring it into your discourses, and let no one have occasion to go away and say that the doctrines you believe unfit you for expressing sympathy with suffering humanity, that you have a loveless religion.